I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. We'll see a high around 87 degrees. Illinois Republicans are distancing themselves from President Donald Trump. It's after the president likened the anti-racist protesters in Charlottesville to white supremacists. Tony Arnold has more.
As Republicans rallied at the state fair, Congressman Rodney Davis said Trump should go back to condemning white supremacists.
And I hope the president can be a voice of calm and a voice of reason at a time where we can come together.
And Governor Bruce Rauner was asked if Trump's comments damaged the GOP's odds of winning the elections next year.
What I care about is the comments damage America.
Rauner rarely mentions Trump by name, but he had some of his harshest criticisms for the president to date on this issue. I'm Tony Arnold.
Republicans rallied at the state fair yesterday. Today is the Democrats' turn. The Illinois House Speaker says his chamber will take a vote next week on overriding Governor Rauner's veto of a school funding plan. Michael Madigan says the House will meet August 23rd to consider the override. House Democrats called a procedural vote yesterday on legislation that incorporated the changes Rauner wants to a new formula for financing public schools. Democrats say they wanted to gauge support for the ideas. The legislation failed with no yes votes. 60 voted against, 33 voted present. Madigan criticized GOP members for not supporting their own governor's proposal. The Senate voted to override on Sunday. SIU Carbondale students have started moving back into the residence halls. New campus chancellor Dr. Carlo Montemagno was on hand yesterday helping students and their families. He says the atmosphere on the campus is thrilling.
I can't express how excited I am to be embraced by such a superb community of scholars and young inquisitive minds. It's awe-inspiring.
In addition to taking the helm of the Carbondale campus this week, Montemagno, who has a background in science, says he's gearing up for next week's eclipse. He points out the cosmic event helps people overlook their differences.
All made of star stuff that emanates from the Big Bang, and we all come from the same components. We all share far more in common than people really that is apparent. We're all a brotherhood.
Montemagno holds an engineering degree from the University of Alberta, and he was on hand at Thompson Point yesterday helping students and their parents on the first official move-in day. Classes start next Tuesday, the day after the total solar eclipse. To next year's election, where Missouri Treasurer Eric Schmidt says he now backs fellow Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley in a run for Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill's seat. Schmidt has expressed interest in a U.S. Senate run, but this week announced he won't seek the Republican nomination. Former Libertarian presidential candidate Austin Peterson and Tony Minetti, who manages the University of Central Missouri's airport, are also running as Republicans. I'm Jennifer Fuller.